Thank you very much for the introduction. This is Thomas Birtel from Vienna calling. I have the pleasure to present the first quarter's figures for STRABAG this year. I would like to start with the presentation, which should be in front of you. This is page number three, giving an impression about our output volume and order backlog development. STRABAG generated an output of almost 2.3 billion euros in the first quarter of this year, which means a decline of 9% over the first quarter of last year. It has to be said that the last year's first quarter was a very strong one. On the other hand, in some parts of our markets, we saw winter back again, which was not the case in the year 2015. The output volume fell especially back in the important market of Poland, where we saw a decline of 29%, and in our biggest single market, Germany, where we saw a reduction of 5% due to the somewhat more defavorable weather conditions as in the year before. But we saw also a lot of other markets with an increase in our output in the first quarter of this year, for instance, in Austria, in Slovakia, or in the Czech Republic. Our order backlog also decreased on the year, coming to a rest of almost 14 billion euros on the 31st of March 2016, which means an 8% decline versus the first quarter of last year. While the segment North and West registered an improved and increased order backlog, especially in Poland, thanks to several road construction contracts, the figure was on the decline in the other two segments, but all in all, we see an order backlog which is more than 840 million euros higher than at the end of the year 2015. Let's come to page number four. The earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation and amortization, EBITDA, improved in the first quarter by 13% and amounted to minus 57.7 million euros, in part due to the lower burden from some large-scale projects and from some of our southeastern European markets. The depreciation and amortization was reduced by 6%, especially through the agreed sale of the hydraulic engineering business. I might remind you that we have reclassified the assets for the hydraulic engineering business to assets held for sale, which is not depreciated. The earnings before interest and taxes, EBIT, amounted to minus 145.4 million euros, which is 9% less deep in negative territory than in the first quarter of last year. Let's come to the earnings per share and the net income after minority on page number five. Our net interest income stood at minus 8.9 million euros after a positive net interest income of 7.7 million in the comparison period of the previous year, which was rather unusual for our company. The difference can be explained by the significant positive exchange rate differences, especially regarding the Swiss franc, in the amount of 14.7 million euros in the first quarter of last year, while the first quarter of this year registered negative exchange rate effects of minus 2.7 million euros. Below the line, this resulted in nearly unchanged earnings before taxes, EBT, of minus 154 million euros. Accordingly, the income tax was again in positive territory with 24 million and thus provided some relief. This left a net income of minus 130 million, which is a minus of 2%. The third-party share of the earnings amounted to 13.1 million euros, an increase of 2.15 million versus the same quarter last year. The acquisition of the minority shareholdings in Adsüblin AG was finalized only in April 2016, and so had not yet an influence on the interim results of 31st March. Overall, the net income after minorities reached a level of minus 170 million euros. In light of the 102,600,000 outstanding shares, this corresponds to earnings per share of minus 1 euro 14 cent, as exactly in the first quarter of the previous year. Let's now come to the balance sheet ratios. We have given the picture on slide number six. Our balance sheet total fell by 827 million versus the 31st of December 2015 to 9.9 billion euros. Conspicuous was the decrease of the trade payables due in part to the decline of the above average level of advances as of 31st December 2015, and the corresponding decrease in cash and cash equivalents. As usual, the typical winter losses also led to a seasonally influenced slightly lower equity. The equity ratio, however, grew as a result of the lower balance sheet sum to 32.2% after 31% at the end of last year. Our net cash position stood at 536 million euros. It therefore decreased, as is seasonally usual, in comparison to year's end. A picture on the cash flow situation is given on page number seven. Our cash flow from operating activities at minus 514 million euros was significantly deeper in negative territory than in the first quarter of the previous year. This was due to the higher increase of the working capital. The working capital, and I might remind you, as of 31st December 2015, was extraordinarily low. Due to a higher level of investments and lower asset sales, the cash flow from investing activities fell to minus 52 million euros, a decrease by minus 19 million versus the first quarter 2015. The cash flow from financing activities stood at minus 79 million euros due to the repayment of a project refinancing. In the previous year, a bond issue had made for a positive cash flow from financing activities. We now have a word on our three operational segments. Let's start with the biggest single one, the North and West segment, comprising our home market of Germany, the Benelux states, Poland, and Scandinavia. A short picture is given on page number eight. The output volume of the segment reached nearly 1 billion euros in the first quarter of 2016, which is 11% below the level of the year before. Declines were registered inter alia in the two largest markets of the segment, Germany and Poland. This development can be explained by the, again, unfavorable weather winter conditions during the first three months, especially in Poland. The greatest growth in output was generated in Denmark, where we had a plus of 28%. Revenue of the segment was also down, falling back by 7% and amounting to 965 million euros. The EBIT of the segment, however, at minus 80 million euros, was 8% less deeply in negative territory. A positive development that can be put down to the lower burdens from large-scale projects. The underutilization of capacities in the German timber construction business, on the other hand, is putting a slight damper on the segment's earnings. The order backlog of North and West, on the other hand, increased by 5% and reached more than 6.2 billion euros again. Contributions to this growth came mainly from new orders in Poland, where we saw a plus of 26%, and the Benelux states with a plus of 13%. Also in Germany, the order backlog increased on the year with a plus of 4%. With regards to the segment's outlook for 2016, we expect the output volume to reach the same high level of about 6.4 billion euros as in the year before. An assumption that to a large degree is already covered now by existing contracts. The German building construction and civil engineering business should continue to contribute extremely positively to both output volume and earnings. In transportation infrastructures, we expect an overall positive outlook for the coming years. In the spring of 2016, the German federal government had announced substantially increased investments in transportation infrastructures. Investments totaling around 265 billion euros are planned for more efficient transport networks until the year 2030. The number of projects up for tender will, however, grow only slowly over the course of 2016, as the public sector has enormously reduced its procurement and planning capacities in the past few years. The Polish construction sector, on the other hand, has been undergoing a significant recovery since the year 2014. Thanks to our good order backlog there, the output volume for 2016 has already been secured through existing contracts. In Scandinavia, the countries of Sweden and Denmark are the most important markets for Strabag. New tenders for large infrastructure projects are expected, especially in the regions about the two capitals, Stockholm and Copenhagen, in the near future, although stronger competitive pressure is expected as well. We now come to our second biggest single operational segment, which is South and East, comprising the home market of Austria, Switzerland, and the CEE countries. The output volume in the segment, given on page number 9, fell off slightly by 4% and amounted to 611 million euros. Most of this small decline is accounted for by Hungary and Slovenia. However, the output volume in the Russian region, which had already been at a low level, also declined still further. Positive growth was observed especially in the Czech Republic and also in Slovakia. The revenue of the segment with 575 million euros was at about the same level as last year. The EBIT meanwhile gained a remarkable plus of 24% and amounted to minus 44 million euros thanks to lower burdens from Southeast European markets this year. The order backlog of South and East declined substantially in comparison to the previous year with a minus of 15% and amounted to 3.7 billion euros. Positive contributions to the order backlog came primarily from Austria, Switzerland and Serbia. All other markets, above all Hungary, the Russian region, here due to a cancelled order and reduced order levels in industrial construction, and Slovakia, exhibited, however, a downward trend. The development of the order backlog confirms our more conservative planning for the year 2016. Overall, the output volume is expected by us to decline slightly and come to an amount of 4.4 billion euros. While it was possible to raise the order backlog in Austria, the largest market in the segment, the price pressure is growing in the building construction sector in the Greater Vienna area. An improvement of the road construction sector in Austria is not in sight due to the lack of public investment. Hungary reported an unusually high output volume in the previous year for us. Due to the restraint being shown by the public sector, however, there's currently no indication that this level will also be attainable again in the ongoing financial year. Large infrastructure projects with EU co-financing are currently up for tender in Slovakia, for instance, in the field of wastewater. In the Czech Republic, there has been an increase in private investments, which is benefiting the market for official real estate, for office real estate and commercial space in particular. The Swiss construction market registered another increase in tendering activity in the first quarter. The price levels, however, are very low and no additional large projects are expected for the rest of the year in this country. The situation in Southeast Europe is not very lively in general. In Russia, the rather unfavorable conditions of the last year are still prevailing. We now come to our last operational segment, International and Special Divisions, page number 10. The output volume of this segment shrank by 9% and reached 624 million euros in the first quarter of 2016. The decline was especially strong in Italy, with negative growth also reported from Africa and the Americas. The revenue paints a similar picture, falling back by 11% and amounting to 579 million euros. The EBIT fell from minus 20 million at the end of the first quarter 2015 to minus 25 million this year. The order backlog of the segment was down in a year-on-year comparison as well, dropping to 4.1 billion euros, which is a minus of 16%. Here, too, the greatest declines were registered in Italy and the Americas, where large projects are continuously being completed. As a result of the falling oil price, restraint can be observed in the tendering activities in many of our international markets, among others, Middle East. The outlook for the segment for 2016 is as follows. We believe it should be possible to generate a stable output volume of 3.3 billion in the segment for the entire 2016 financial year. In our property and facility services business, for example, Vodafone was won as a new important client. The tunneling market in Austria, Germany, Italy, and Switzerland remains hotly contested. For this reason, we are focusing increasingly on bids in Northern Europe and in non-European markets. The situation is similar for our concession business, which means public-private partnerships. As the market in Western Europe remains thin and the political environment and competition are proving to be very challenging in Eastern Europe, selected markets outside of Europe, for instance, in the Americas, are being kept under observation. The specialty field of pipe jacking is expected to benefit from the growing demand for urban infrastructure, especially in the metropolitan areas of Southeast Asia, for instance, Singapore. The field of test track construction, thanks to a good market position of STRABAG, also permits the company to issue a positive outlook for this year. Our real estate development business is continuing to contribute very positively to both output volume and earnings. An uninterrupted positive trend could be observed on the German real estate market in the first quarter. In our project development business, we are also active in Poland and, as of last year, in Romania. In 2016, we already merged our services in the field of intelligent infrastructure solutions in one subsidiary, STRABAG Infrastructure and Safety Solutions GmbH. Increased investments are expected in tunnel and transport technology in both Austria and Germany. I now come to a short resume of the first quarter. It does not lead us to the conclusion that our guidance would not be valid anymore. As I might remind you, the development of the first quarter in construction in general and for STRABAG in detail does by no means allow for a trend deduction for the full year. We expect, therefore, the output volume for our 2016 financial year to remain more or less unchanged over the last year. Organic growth at about the level of inflation is expected for the years to come. We confirm, moreover, the target of achieving at least an EBIT margin of 3% starting in 2016, as the efforts to further improve our risk management and to lower costs have already had a positive impact on earnings and are continuing to do that. That's it for the first quarter with STRABAG, and now I'm open for your questions. Thank you very much for your attention.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we will begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star followed by one. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star followed by two. If you are using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selections. Anyone who has a question may press star followed by one at this time. One moment for the first question, please. First question comes from line of Norbert Kretlow of Commerzbank. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Three questions, if I may. First, on Switzerland and Scandinavia. I understand that these two regions were structural loss contributors in the past, and I wonder if you could give us any update on the current earnings trends here. You touched upon it in terms of some awards in Switzerland, but nothing large ahead. Second question would be on Middle East. I see that the orders in Middle East in Q1 have been down quite substantially, and I'm hearing, obviously, from the industry that this region is a major concern. And the question would be, do we have any relevant risk exposure here in terms of potential losses? The third question would be rather, say, looking further into the future. The 3% EBIT margin target has been a driver for the share, as I believe, for quite some time, and I would say that you are now on track to reaching it 2016. And my question would be, would you consider to have targets beyond this 3%? Or to put it in other words, what's going to be the next story in STRABAG? Can you make any indications here?
Okay, thank you, Mr. Kretlov. Good afternoon. Well, with regarding to your first question, it is true that Switzerland and also Scandinavia, especially Sweden, were regions which caused us some sorrows over the past years. You might recall our reports, which repeatedly had to do with the Täby Center in Stockholm, which contributed a huge loss to the company over the past years. I'm glad to report you that in Scandinavia we have reduced our activities, but on the other hand, we have largely improved our results, and we are definitely back in positive territory there. And in our eyes, this is a good basis for a further increase of our operations in Scandinavia, which is, as I pointed out before, Sweden and Denmark, some single projects also in Norway. So in Scandinavia, I think we could say we are really back on track. With regard to Switzerland, it is more or less the dull market conditions, which are true for more or less everybody in the market, which led us to the conclusion that we should reduce our activities there, which we have done. We have slimlined our cost apparatus, and we are now on a level of operations which we believe makes sense in that difficult market. It is, however, also true that the results being generated in Switzerland are not yet satisfactory, so we are not yet completely on track. But I assume that this goes for many of the competitors, as well as the situation is very difficult in general. With regard to the Middle East, we have a rather limited activity there, due to the fact that we did not win major tenders in the recent past. On the other hand, the good thing of the medal is that we also don't have a major risk exposure there. I do see more as only one project where we are in critical negotiations with our customer, but not of material importance to the group. With regard to our overall aim of 3% EBIT on sales, it is true that we have pursued that aim as from late 2013, early 2014 onwards, and we are close to reach that in the course of this year. I would not exclude that we would show ambition and appetite for even better margins in the future. I would say the first target is to reach the target this year. The second target is to secure it in the following year in order to underpin that we are able to have a sustainable profitability of that size. And if we succeed in both tasks, I think it would be the time to set even more ambitious targets for the group.
I'd say this is good news. Thanks.
Thanks, Mr. Kretl.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star followed by one. Next question comes from the line of Markus Remis of RCB. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Two quick ones from me, please. First of all, regarding Scandinavia, I mean, when you talk about the project pipeline, is that kind of new projects or is it refurbishment business? And is that kind of publicly financed? Is there kind of public initiatives? Like in other markets, or is this more of a regular investment schedule which is coming on stream here? That would be the first one. And then on secondly, regarding Austria, I mean, the fact that this is a price-sensitive market is quite well understood, but is the price pressure mounting from your point of view, or stable?
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks, Mr. Remis. With regard to Scandinavia, I think we could characterize our business as follows. We are focusing on private customers. We have, however, some single major projects in infrastructure, but this is not road construction. Because we are not that much active in road construction in Sweden before all. It is, if it's infrastructure, it's tunneling or pipejacking specialty business. Of course, infrastructure business is public, but to a large degree, we pursue private investment projects, which can be office spaces or also housing projects for private customers. in the urban regions before all of Copenhagen and Stockholm, as I pointed out before. I may give two examples. We have a huge project with the architect Raym Koolhaas from the Netherlands in the harbor of Copenhagen, and we have another huge housing project called Orgelpipan in the very heart of Stockholm. This is two good examples for our typical business there, but as I pointed out before, also some big infrastructure businesses for our tunneling people and pipejacking people. In Austria, I will characterize the situation as more or less stable on a low level, because we have already reported last year that we saw the Viennese region coming closer to the federal states, which means getting as fierce in competition as the federal states. And this is a situation which more or less persists. I would neither see tendencies for improvement there nor dramatic tendencies to a downward trend.
Okay, very clear. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Remis.
Next question comes from the line of Christian Kort of MainFirst Bank. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much. I have three questions. The first one is just dealing with the issue in Latin America, namely in Chile, again, and just would like to ask if you could give us an update on the situation as such. Secondly, the situation in infrastructure in Germany. You mentioned in the press release that you currently do not see any bigger push in terms of projects coming to the market, but it seems that the progress and the processes are actually there and are happening. My question would be, how long do you think until these projects might actually come to the market? Then is it rather a theme for the second half of 16? Could it be something for 17, or how should we think about this here? And the last question is around the Fehmarn Belt tunnel project. Yesterday, one of your competitors announced that they have signed a number of orders with regards to this project. Just wanted to ask, is there a follow-up project or are there other projects involved in this activity where you might be participating as well, or is the chapter basically closed with this signing? Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mr. Kort. Well, with regard to Latin America, we are still in the process of negotiating our variation orders with regard to the difficulties of in geology, which is a normal process for a tunneling project. It is foreseeable that those negotiations with our customer, who is a private entity, could still last some time because we are talking very big numbers. And hence, it is normal that a very well justified claim is being asked for by the employer. But this is a normal business, so I cannot yet announce that we have reached an agreement with the customer regarding the outstanding amounts. But we are on a good way, and I would say that the spirit of the negotiations is by no means desperate, but is a very constructive one. With regard to the infrastructure business in West Germany, we should be more precise because in the East there is no real need for refurbishment, but in the western part of the country, it is true that we see more and more activities on the public side, especially on the federal side. We have the mid-term traffic plan of the federal government, Bundesverkehrswegeplan, running until 2030. We have huge budgets being established for that, and we do see first signs of increased activity. As I pointed out before, already in the first quarter, our order backlog in Germany increased. This was only partly due to public tenders, but it was also due to public tenders. It is not yet the big wave, which is in our eyes to be expected in a not-too-distant future, but it is at least no further downturn as we have seen still last year. So a small tendency for increased tendering activities in Germany. My expectation is that it will be a slow process of speeding up with the tendering activity. We'll eventually already see a clearer picture in the second half of this year. But if we get additional tenders in the second half of this year, it would definitely mean that the output will only be seen next year, given the time which you need to prepare for the works and so on. So no really coining effect still for 2016. That will eventually take place then from the next year onwards. With regard to the Fehmarn Belt project, I think I had already to report that we do believe not to be able to win the tender due to the fact that the price of a competitor consortium was lower than ours, and this turned out to be true. I do not yet see whether we could play a role in contracts underneath the consortium which won the tender. I do, for the time being, do not see any major works in connection with that project for us.
Okay, I was just thinking about because there were a number of newspaper articles in the past in German newspapers citing that there need to be significant changes to be made to actual infrastructure already being in place, like railways and roads, that they have to be upgraded or changed. That was more my thought, that this could be maybe business for you going forward.
As long as it is not directly linked to the contract which has been awarded now, and we are talking about additional tenders, and that can be foreseen, especially on the German side, it goes without saying we are a strong player in Northern Germany, also in infrastructure, that we would, of course, seriously consider to take part in those tenders as well, yes.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Gott.
Ladies and gentlemen, if there are any further questions, please press star followed by one on your telephone keypad now. There are no further questions registered at this time. I would like to pass back to Thomas Birtel for any closing comments.
Thank you very much for your interest, and I'm looking forward to talking to you in 3 months. Bye-bye.